how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's
too late. The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Ladies and gentlemen, and we're back in the weekend here on RBN. Good to have you. And tonight, well, we'll be talking about the invasion USA, I suppose, and how far along the road to progress the globalization of America has gone. I know there are many people concerned about it, many people that are beginning to open their eyes a little bit late, but they are opening their eyes nonetheless. And, it's a subject that we broach just about every week, at least once. Later in the program, Sean McGauley might be calling in from the TX Minuteman organization. And, of course, we are going to be talking, hopefully very soon, to some people. One in particular who, of course, has been harassed by the United States government, has worked for the Border Patrol, and life has become a hell for this individual. There are others as well who are finding themselves in similar situations. So while George Bush and Dick Cheney make noises and make threats to the people of Iran, well, they're doing everything they can to destroy our country. And that is a given. That's a fact. John Clark is going to be with us. Now he's already on the line, but he'll be saying hello in just a moment or so. And we'll be talking to him again as an update on what is going on in America today. Ron Paul on Lou Dobbs tonight. How many of you saw him? How many of you saw that? What did you think? And we have some interesting articles to deal with here as well. But first of all, let me say hello to John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. Hello, John.
How you doing, Rick?
All right, okay. Hey, we haven't talked to you in a few weeks, and just wondering how you're doing personally. How are you holding out here?
Well, I think that this week is really going to be the determining point where our country's going, and that's because of this hearing they're having. It's a dog and pony show they're having about the so-called comprehensive immigration reform, which the Democrats have been holding in secret. They've put together a bill that's going to be released, probably McCain and Kennedy, and once it's done, it'll be the end of this country unless the American public does something, because it will open the door to 100 million people. It will give amnesty to lawbreakers. And if I were the American public, I would demand the same, a Lawbreaker Equity Act. American people should be given the same thing, amnesty from paying taxes for the last 5 years.
I'm afraid that's not going to be granted, huh?
Well, I doubt it. But also, we have the Bank of America giving credit cards to illegals.
Right. I wanted to get into that last week. Yes, sir.
Now, you can't get a credit card without a Social Security number. We've got the trucks coming into the United States now from Mexico.
We're going to get into that as well. All right. Stay where you are, John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. And a little bit later on, we may hear from Sean McGauley, TX Minuteman, the Texas Minuteman organization. Join us, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, and John Clark with me. John, they're saying Mr. Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, and the Democratic leaders are boasting that they hope to try again starting next week to round up enough Republicans to make for enough Democrat and Republican majority to support the amnesty provision. They're hoping to ram it through the Senate Judiciary Committee in March, and then they're going to pass it in the full Senate in April if, indeed, presumably, the House would vote to pass it in May. So looking at all of the senators, you know, the Republican senators last time who voted for the amnesty, S-2611 bill last May, and you're going to need at least five of them to switch of the 20. And then you get the new senators from both the Democrat and Republicans. You need at least four of them, of the seven. And then you got the Democratic senators who opposed it last May. You need to keep all of them. And you also need to look at the Democratic senators who are going to face re-election next year and need to pick up two or three in case you don't make the goal. So, you know, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy at all.
Our goal here is to stop them in the House the same way we did last time. The Senate, there really isn't much hope. And you have people like McCain and Hagel and Martinez. These
right.
Rhinos. You also have Brownback from Kansas. Any Republican or any senator that voted against the English bill, this is making English the official language of this country. It's not saying you can't speak any other language, but the opposition is telling their people, if you speak anything other than English, you're going to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
We need the official language as English for this country. They are fighting this because they need to balkanize the country. The only way they can do it is with the Spanish language. And that's mm-hmm. exactly what they're doing. As far as this bill that passed through the Senate, it's being brought up this Wednesday. There's going to be a hearing. Leahy is now the president. We're going to have our buddy Chertoff testifying and one other person. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a stacked deck. All of this is a dog and pony show. The Democrats have been meeting in secret now for quite a while. The Republicans haven't been in on it. It's the Democrats. Every single Democrat is bad. There's not one good one. They all voted against the English. Not one of them voted to support the two Border Patrol agents, Ramos and Campion. Not one Democrat, but yet supposedly they're for, you know, minorities and the working class
yeah.
and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So April, yeah, probably. But I think the only chance we're going to have is in the House, and what we've done with the House is we've gotten the rhetoric from these congressmen, basically, you know, what they said on illegal immigration, what they were going to do when they ran for office. We have all their quotes, and we're going to hold them to it. If they don't, we're going to run radio spots in their districts to expose them. So I doubt very much. But these people don't care. They already have it planned out. It is a great battle, yes, very big battle. I just hope that your listeners call McCain and call Hagel and call Martinez and tell them that they are being watched, that they're traitors of this country if they vote for this amnesty, which they are going to. I talked to McCain's office today. They said, well, what do you want us to do? I said, EVS, Employer Verification System, put the fence on the border, put the military on the border. Oh, you want tanks on the border? I said, if that's what it takes, yes. How can we protect everybody else's borders except our own? And they're flooding in. Now, I've been giving information to Lou Dobbs and other people in D.C. on what's happening in Venezuela. You see, he finally ran it tonight about the jets, $4.3 billion that he mm-hmm. paid for military expenditures.
Mm-hmm.
Hugo Chavez, he's a threat to this country. He's working with Red China. I've gone over and over. Finally, they're listening, but it may be too late. There already is a fifth column in this country. American people have to wake up. They have to do something. They have to think outside the box. Keep saying that over and over because they're using the system against us. We can't win in the system against it. They have the resources. They have the power. Like Barletta, you know, the mayor. Look what happened to him. Every mm-hmm. mayor that's tried to stop this invasion have been stepped on by the ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center, La Raza, Maldef. I mean, the list just goes on and on. So we can't beat them that way. They are beating us into the ground. You know, we keep thinking, oh, well, we win this. We haven't won anything. We've been going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So we
as you point out also, these Mexican-registered trucks are allowed now to make deliveries in the U.S. only within special commercial zones along the U.S. border, extending to I think it's 70 miles into the U.S. territory, but these clowns, as of Thursday, the first Mexican trucks were inspected by the U.S. safety officials under the Bush administration test program that will allow up to 100 Mexican trucking companies to operate beyond those commercial zones. This is all part of the NAFTA superhighway proposal in the North American Union. That's what it's all designed to do.
It's a breakup of the United States of America.
Right, exactly.
70 miles is baloney. I mean, did you see this where Mexico was complaining
yes.
when we were building this fence that we were inches inside their territory?
Yeah.
I mean, what a joke. I mean, their military, their police, their drug
yeah.
smugglers,
incursions.
Their police are coming across the border all the time. And
right, right.
Because the fence is a few inches into their territory, they file a complaint. America, wake up.
It's par for the course.
Mm-hmm.
Now, John, you know, I remember talking to you last year and your organization, Americans for Immigration Control. You were launching a boycott of Arizona because of McCain and also of Massachusetts because of Kennedy. What has come of that?
Well, it's pretty hard to tell any type of boycott like that. I know if you saw it on Lou Dobbs, McCain and Kennedy both mm-hmm. were very smug, saying, I doubt very much it'll put a hurt us at all. It's very, very smug.
They're really daring the American public to do something. They're thumbing their noses.
Absolutely arrogant. And if anybody votes for McCain, they have to have their head examined. In a hearing, McCain said anybody that says that these people should be deported are crazy. This man is crazy. I mean, it's just outrageous, these people that are running this country. And the Democrats are just so far left, forget it. I mean,
all of the hope we have
is in the House, stopping it in the House. That's the only hope that we
have. The candidates so far, except a couple that have announced their intention to run for president, Democrat and Republican, have all identified with a globalist agenda. All of them against American sovereignty. All of them tearing up America.
Giuliani, I mean,
terrible.
Schwarzenegger one time was on our side, now he's converted. It's the invasion of the body snatchers. I had a friend of mine in the Senate tell me today that George Bush hates the West. Here he's the president of the United States and he hates the West. I mean,
no question about it. He's enemy number one of the American people, you know.
And there are Republicans out there that still think this guy is great.
Yep.
I mean, he's not great. He's destroying the country. I wish people would just wake up and they think just because Republican, they put blinders on, they can't do any wrong. Ronald Reagan is not there, okay? It's George W. Bush. It's just like Ted Kennedy keeps being voted into office because they think he's John Kennedy. He's not John Kennedy. He's Ted Kennedy. The man should be in prison for what he did to that poor girl in Chappaquiddick. I don't know, Rick. It's very frustrating to be in D.C. and see what's going on and the American people not knowing really what's going on because of the media control by these globalists.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, at least you see it, and others see it now where it wasn't seen before, and people were giving a good chance maybe that, hey, this is all just happenstance. Maybe it's by accident. Maybe we're just fighting, and it's just falling into line, the pieces of the puzzle. But in reality, it is part of a design, the grand design, as has been said before. And indeed, everything is lining up just as we said it would line up. So there's no excuse any longer, as you said, John, for people to bury their heads in the sand and hope that it really isn't happening and it's not going to happen and it's not true. It's happening. It's happening right now with these trucking companies and this Univision deal and the United States and Mexico and Canada getting ready for this merger. I mean, it's just outrageous. It's totally outrageous. It's insane. And they're talking about the real ID next year. And as you point out here, these clowns will not enforce the EVS, which is the easiest way in the world to crack down on illegals. That's all they have to do.
This national ID, not a national ID, the standardized driver's license was my idea many years ago in Congress. I gave it to a number of congressmen. And they finally got around to it. I said, why do we have to keep going around stamping out these flyers in every state all the time? Why don't you make it, I said, you bailed out the airline, so make it mandatory that anybody who presents an ID, a photo ID at an airport or any public transportation, and if it comes from a state that issues them to illegal aliens, they cannot board the plane or any type of transportation. Well, that's what this...
The real ID, yeah. But a lot of people are very angry about it, as you know, because it's not going to sell. Huh?
The neocons keep calling it a national ID card.
Yeah.
We already have a national ID card. It's called a Social Security card.
And that's bad enough, isn't it? Yeah.
But this is not a national
I mean, it's all part, look, no matter how you look at it, it's all part of the transfer of power to the federal government away from the states, and it's not doing a thing to enhance our national security whatsoever. All it's doing is giving the government more power and at the same time leaving the borders wide open. All right. Okay. We'll be right back. Got a call? Got a comment? Question? Go right ahead. John Clark on the lines, 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. We'll be right back with you.
Z. Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Okay, we're back now, talking about a myriad of issues here, primarily the so-called amnesty bill in the House and Senate this year. This year is going to be, I think, a very watershed year before the next election, at least the next scheduled election. And I think all hell is going to break loose right now. I just think that we're at that point now where we're pushing, the neocons are pushing for war with Iran, and they're pushing for more wars across the Middle East, unabated, unstoppable. They're saying we're going to do it whether you like it or not. And, of course, this this report that circulated the Internet today, I cannot obviously verify any of it, but the situation allegedly in Australia where there were attempts to arrest Dick Cheney while getting on the airliner, I think are quite obviously false. However, there may have been some attempts by some in the Pentagon and some patriots that are left to really put the kibosh on the neocons who are running the United States government under George Bush right now. I would love to see Dick Cheney put in arms, put in handcuffs, love to see him put in jail and given a trial, a real trial. Certainly Mr. Libby is a fall guy for Dick Cheney and the rest of them. But I would like to see Cheney and Bush definitely arrested and and put in jail, and if found guilty, dealt with effectively in the way it should be dealt with. But as far as Mr. Cheney's Boeing being delayed temporarily in Sydney this morning before his departure, I'm sorry, I don't believe it. I would love to think it was true, John, but I just don't believe that it happened, period.
Well, there may be trials coming up just like there was in Iraq for all of them, not just, Dick Cheney, but all of them really deserve to be put on trial for their crimes, I mean, crimes against this country. And, this is not, I'm not a right-wing fanatic out there saying, hey, the sky is falling. The sky has fallen. And I just would like to see this country preserved as a country of freedom that we've enjoyed, that I've enjoyed. I like to see my kids have the same thing. I know there are a lot of things wrong with this country, but I remember years ago I stand on by Niagara Falls on the Canadian side. I said, where would I rather be, in Canada or in the United States? And I always came back to the United States, no matter where I went. So, I mean, we have to preserve this. I mean, it's not just the United States, it's the whole world. I mean, what are we doing to this world? Now the scientists are saying, well, we have to find other planets to colonize because we're destroying this planet. Come on, people, wake up. I mean, I see people going down the highway at 100 miles an hour with a TV and the black seat blaring. You know, all they care about is their creature comforts, their ball games. They could care less what's going on. One day they're going to say, wow, what happened? And I saw it happen with 911. They all ran into their holes. They didn't know what to do. And if anything catastrophe like that happens again, they're going to go berserk. They don't know what to do.
Well, right now.
We're going to be out there. Yeah, right. There was only two people on the airplane when I flew to Chicago right after 911. Two mm-hmm. people.
Right now, there are, as you know, a number of senators and congressmen who joined in on the move to the petition to George Bush to pardon these two men, Compion and the other, who are languishing with these sentences, these long sentences hanging over their heads in prison for attempting to do the right thing, and that is to guard America's borders against the odds. And
But not one Democrat, Rick. One Democrat.
No, I know that. I know that. But in the Senate and even in the House, you're right. But the fact of the matter is, here's his own party, supposedly, George Bush, and he won't do a thing. He will not do the right thing because he knows what will happen to him if he begins to do the right thing. See, he already knows
Bush,
that,
Bush
John.
Bush has no party other than the globalists. He's not a Republican.
He's a Zionist.
Himself.
He's a Zionist. That's what he is. And he's demanding, he's making demands at Iran, and he's threatening the Middle East. Can you imagine this man telling them, the Iranians and the Syrians, that they had better get off the property of Iraq, when in fact the United States is the one who is illegally occupying Iraq since this illegal invasion. And here at the same time, leaving our borders unprotected and making sure to facilitate the flow of any and all traffic that can be harmful to these United States. So here is an out-and-out case of insanity, treason, treachery, call it what you will. But not one member of Congress so far has done what is necessary to be done, and that is really to do what I have done. I've called upon the few people who truly do remain in the United States Armed Services to do what needs to be done. And that is, they need to arrest George Bush and Dick Cheney to guard the Constitution of the United States, because they're sworn. They are sworn to uphold this Constitution against all enemies, John.
Yeah, but then you arrest them, then look who you have now.
I don't care. That's not the point. Point is, we've got to start with those in power now, in the White House, and then go all the way down the line. The message must be made clear, one way or another, that we have to protect our Constitution. That's the job of the military. All right, we'll be back. John Clark with me. Jump aboard, 800-313-9443, right now. I'm Rick Adams. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. To order, write Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Main. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
First step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Okay, and we're back with John Clark. We have a bunch of people on the line, so we'll go to the phones, John. And we have, let's go to Canada first. We have George in Ontario. Hello, George.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, welcome aboard.
Well, thanks. I hear you and your guests talking there about a national ID,
mm-hmm.
which in fact is a global identifier. And it's been in the works here now for over 10 years.
What do you mean here now? You're talking about Canada?
I'm talking about North America.
North America, yeah.
Yeah, all under orchestrated under a group called another umbrella NGO, type organization called the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators.
Mm-hmm.
And they are under the umbrella of EDS, which is the company that handles all the credit debit card transactions between checkout counters and bank accounts. And mm-hmm. so this game plan is really orchestrated through the Federal Reserve to create a new identifier to replace debit card PIN numbers and credit cards
uh-huh.
in a universal identifier called a biometric.
Yep.
And they slipped the Real ID Act through, just like the Federal Reserve Act back in May of 2005, and gave Mr. Chertoff regulatory control over it. And there's only two identifiers that they're deploying, and that is on newborns, DNA biometric identification, and driver license, which is face and finger.
Mm-hmm.
People are sitting around waiting on a chip when the when they're already identified.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, we had in the national news here just last week, a couple of premiers promoting the thinking that they could be the white and the knight horse and save the cost of passports and so on, and maybe a driver license would work when it's already ready legislated 3 years ago, that's what it'll be 2 years
ago. I understand that. We talked about it last week, and I was reading to you a lot of the argumentation against it. What it is the Chertoff boys, these people are using the 9/11 alleged hijackers as an excuse to basically hijack the Constitution. What they want to do is transfer all local authority regarding registry of motor vehicles and everything else over to the federal government as an excuse to protect us when they're doing just the opposite. They're not protecting the nation. They're endangering the nation, and they're basically pillaging the Constitution. That's my view of it.
Well, they're passing it way beyond the federal government. It's going to
the international level,
under the UN. And
right,
you see,
right.
You'll remember the little visit that the three amigos had down at George Bush's ranch in earlier, March
right.
of 2005. And
mm-hmm.
I know that even the a representative from the Council on Foreign Relations come out ahead of that, saying mm-hmm. that he really hoped that they would protect North America from terrorism by establishing a fortress America with a secure biometric perimeter. I think people need to relate to a thing in Scripture that talks about this type of identification system coming in the guise of peace and safety.
Yep.
And when peace and safety is said to have arrived, sudden destruction comes upon them. And it's not hard to figure out, because this identifier, you see, is a copy of our all individually given, God-given identifiers.
Mm.
From our fingerprints, our unique identification that's been copied into central databases.
Mm-hmm.
And as early as 2010, they think they're going to enter the cashless society and make this identification mandatory in all financial transactions by people stepping up to a checkout counter.
Yep.
The big box stores already have the cameras in place where you have these cashless checkouts.
Right, right.
And you will be either a face in the camera, which will work on 90% of the population, and the remaining 10%
mm-hmm.
that will have to apply a fingerprint to a scanner. And that will be the identification that will act
iris as a scans, debit card. The facial recognition, all of that.
I don't think the iris scan, the technology has mm-hmm. accelerated to the point where the iris scan is not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And these body bits of identification are going to replace the debit card PIN number in every transaction. And so people, it's called the electronic jail, because the identification that you presently carry in your purse and the cash you carry in your purse will be dispensed with and not recognized. The only recognized ID will be this biometric, and the electronic fund transfer system. The money will never leave the banking system again. This is a Federal Reserve operation that is being deployed through the federal and provincial and state governments. And they intend to identify everybody. And if you look at Scripture closely, you'll find out that it is this thing that was described as the mark of the beast. People are not going to receive the mark of the beast. They're going to give the mark of the beast, which is termed more than a mark, is termed a stamp as a badge of servitude, being an exact representation or copy or an express image, which this is, that comes from the right hand or the face. And this has been being deployed now and putting into position for the last 10 years. And it's about ready to come to fruition and be mandatory as early as 2010 throughout North America and much of the world. The company that is identifying people now in Ontario and much of the United States is out of Britain, a company called Serco. You can look them up on the web.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very busy in Iraq identifying everybody, tracking everybody,
mm-hmm.
seeing who they associate with. This is total totalitarian control. that is coming into place through our banking, central banking system.
I don't doubt that at all, because as you know, that George Bush's administration and the signing statements and so forth that he has engaged in have definitely been aimed at the alleged flow of financial aid to terrorism overseas through bank accounts. And you know, and I know, that he's not the least bit concerned about that, because he himself has funded the so-called Al-Qaeda network, as I've seen in documented reports that I've received. But the fact of the matter is, it's all about controlling us. It's about controlling the American people and locking us into the other controlled people of the world. That's the goal. That's true. The scriptures tell us that we're going to be made into a one-world system where we can be tracked and identified by the government, our conversations monitored, our emails monitored, surveillance cameras everywhere. No question about it. The checkout counters, what you say is happening as we speak.
We need to consider what Christ said in Matthew when he was challenged on the tax issue about paying taxes to Caesar.
Right.
He was asked to be shown a coin. When he saw the coin, he asked, whose image and superscription? Based on images and superscription, you're to render unto Caesar those things that are Caesar's, but unto God the things that are God's. And I think when we are rendering our image and superscription unto government, it is about the most blasphemous thing that we could do.
Mm-hmm.
Because
we are
denying God in lieu of government. Who
Rick, I'd like to interject something here.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
God. This national ID, or the driver's license, originally we put it forward because here were these states issuing driver's license to illegal aliens.
Right.
I don't want to get on a plane with somebody who I don't know, if illegal or terrorist or whatever. This was the main reason for that. I said, have it.
Yeah,
so,
it's a well-intentioned reason, and I agree with your thoughts, but is it going to do the job, and is it going to be constitutional?
They've taken a step further, I agree.
Right.
But all I said to them, look, just do not, the airlines do not have to honor any driver photo ID from any state that issues them to illegal aliens.
Right.
That's all. This was not supposed to be a federal.
But you see how good things start off, and then they get expanded by Chertoff and this gang of criminals in Washington? I mean, it's just outrageous.
You know, it's concerned with, you know, this, we have, you know, these people getting on planes. These states are rogue. They're not going to, you know, do this. They're not going to do that with the illegals. This is a major concern. We don't know who's in this country. We don't know what they have. And all the diseases they're bringing in, we have to get it under control some way.
And the only way to do that is to immediately stop the border. We have stop all traffic at the border, right?
The tanks on the border, like McCain.
Right.
I said, what do you want us to do, put tanks on the border? I said, absolutely.
Yep.
Whatever it takes.
That's what the government's supposed to be doing, protecting our nation.
The only reason
protecting the border
is for the government to defend us, and they failed miserably.
Right.
But this border plan is a false flag again to bring in all these illegal aliens, and the solution that they're going to offer to this is to identify all these people. And in the process, in order to identify all these people, they will have to identify the whole nation.
Right.
And so they intend to put all of North America under this, what they call...
there's no question, perimeter. George. I understand what you're saying, okay, for sake of time. And what they're trying to do is take a problem, it's a dialectic, take a problem, take opposition to the problem, and create a new synthesis, right?
Yep.
I understand that.
People need to realize that the mark of the beast from Scripture, when you look closely at the original writings in Greek through Strong's Concordance and King James, you'll find out that you're not going to receive a chip. And the whole focus by these false flag operators is you need to worry about a chip. The fact of the matter is they already have the mark. They're about ready to make it mandatory in financial transactions as early as 2010.
Okay.
Thanks
appreciate that. Thanks a lot for calling from way up north. Appreciate it. John Clark with me, Americans for Immigration Control. Let's take Ernie in Virginia next. Hello, Ernie.
And hi, John. Excellent caller from Canada. I totally agree with his point of view. We should be very concerned about this national ID, the Real ID Act, and the compromise of our privacy information, and this national database of information being co-shared with the corrupt government of Mexico and the other world governments. This is nothing but treason, It violates the Constitution, but our administration thinks it's just a piece of paper. It's a state versus central government issue. We don't want our states, the Division of Motor Vehicles, becoming an enforcement agency. That's not the intent. It's not part of the federal government. But let me move on. I saw Lou Dobbs tonight.
You did?
Yes. Ron Paul was outstanding. What I encourage everybody to do is to call and support Ron Paul for president. He's opposed to illegal immigration, amnesty, the Iraq war extension, bring the troops home. He's against the Iran war. He supports the border security agents, Ramos and Campion. And the other thing, we need to keep calling on behalf of those agents. And George Putnam had an article Friday on Newsmax, and he talked about other agents, from Gary Brogman to Gilmer Hernandez, who was a deputy sheriff, David Seif. There's a clear pattern of abuse by U.S. Attorney Johnny Sutton in the Justice Department.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've been reading it.
Yeah, against these border security agents for doing their job. They want the open borders. And then we read about the North American Union and the push, Tom DeWeese, I believe is his name.
DeWeese,
yes. NewsWithViews.com had a great article today on that. And the treason being committed there. And for the first time Friday on C-SPAN, I actually saw part of the meeting in Ottawa with the North American Union, but there was a Canadian Supreme Court case saying that habeas corpus needs to be reinstated, declaring that their action against the some of their prisoners or some of their immigrant prisoners that were held without due process, they needed to be released. And so we have this continuous barrage in all these different fronts, but watch out for Iran. In that article that you made reference to about what happened in Australia, there was some truth in that article, because I've been seeing a pattern about certain U.S. generals and admirals saying that if we expand the war from Iraq to Iran, they will resign. So,
I hope they do more than resign, Ernie.
Oh, I do, too.
I'd like to see some heads roll, literally and figuratively, but that has to happen. If America is going to be deterred right now, at least from total annihilation, I mean total submerging in this one-world system, it's up to the men in uniform. I'm sorry, but it's up to them. They have the power. They have the control. They have to do what Pinochet did in Chile.
Absolutely.
And I keep saying it over and over again. Do it. Do what you have to do. These men are traitors. George Bush deserves to be put on death row. And I don't care who's listening. I mean, I'm telling the truth. And Dick Cheney deserves to be put on death row after a fair trial. But they deserve it, gentlemen. John Clark, if you want to say something, go right ahead. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not taking it anymore.
I have something else, too, before you cut me off
here. Yeah.
I wanted to bring up one last thing.
All right, I won't cut you off, but go ahead.
Officer Jack McLam's show on Sunday.
Yes.
He interviewed this the father-in-law of Officer Ramos's wife, Monica. I think his name is Tom Loya, or L-O-Y-A.
Uh-huh.
And he talked about what was happening to Ramos in the federal prison in Mississippi after he was beaten up by those thugs and the illegals in the jail.
Yes.
He's now in a 6x12 solitary confinement type of cage, metal shell, and he's not even allowed to have the Bible.
Can you believe this? John Clark, go ahead. Say something. I'm mad.
Yeah, well, you know, Ramos and Campion are just another cog in the wheel of these globalists, and they don't care. I keep telling people that. I've been working in Washington, D.C. for 13 years now, and I hear people say, oh, we're going to go to Washington, we're going to call. They don't care.
Washington is the enemy, John.
Yeah, they I've never seen anything like it. Like I said, the only hope that we have at all right now, there are some people in Washington, D.C. that really care about this country. I work with a number of them. And they're the only ones that are going to save this country in Washington, D.C. Tom Tancredo is one. He's also running for president. But now he's been taken out of the way.
Yeah, tell us how he's done that quickly before the break. I want to hear what you have to tell me.
Well, Tom Tancredo is running for president, and somebody else has taken over as the head of the Immigration Caucus.
And who is that somebody else?
There are elements behind that to take him out of the way because he was doing such a great job.
These are the neocons?
Neocons, exactly.
Okay. Can you name some names?
I'd rather not at this point.
Okay. Well, you know they're neo-Cains, right?
Yeah, they're neocons.
Yeah, Cains, I call them. Sons of Cain.
Cazars.
Satan. Right, the Cains are. All right, so they're neutralizing his campaign.
Right.
Right from the get-go. Okay, there you go. Bingo.
Absolutely, Rick. And the other thing they've been doing, in New York Times on Sunday, they talk about this these conservative religious ministers.
Yes, I saw that, yeah.
And they have no candidates to support. What about Tom Pancredo and Ron Paul? They've been out there for several weeks.
They deliberately ignore them and push them right out the window.
Oh, absolutely. But the guy's name, I want you to remember this. Joe Loa, L-O-Y-A, and AgentRamos.com is the website for folks to go to for information on how you can help support.
AgentRamos.com.
.com.
Right. All right, Ernie. Thank you for your great call.
Thank you, Rick.
Appreciate it very much. We've got others standing by. Yes, John?
Well, I'd like to have you have on is Bill King.
Bill King, yeah.
Bill was the chief of the Border Patrol in Southwest Texas.
Get him on. We'll get him on the show. All right, stay where you are, John. We got a quick break, John. Can you stay? All right, hang on. Those of you on the line, we've got a bunch of you. Stay where you are. We'll return with your calls. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, we're back now, and we'll endeavor to get him on the program, Joe. That is Joe Loya on what has happened with Mr. Ramos. And, John, you've heard of him. You know what's going on. So, needless to say, you know, I want you to listen in if you can. I know you're going to a conference, too, next weekend on something.
I'm leaving early in the morning.
Oh, tomorrow, is it?
Yes, it's going to be in Laughlin, Nevada. I'm going to be talking about my book because...
Poson.
Also what I know about the 911 conspiracy. As you well know, I was in D.C.
Yeah.
When that happened, so I'm going to be talking about that in my book. I know.
You also mentioned that, speaking of 9/11, you were right in the vicinity of the Pentagon during 9/11 itself that day, and you had taken some pictures.
Yeah, I'd taken some pictures, and then what the media was saying about this plane skidding on the ground didn't jive with what the pictures that I took. There was no skid marks of any plane hitting that. So
mm-hmm.
I sent copies to my office, and I also sent, I showed them to Barbara. I spoke at Barbara Coe's meeting right after that, and I showed the pictures there. And then I showed them on Fox News, and right after that they were stolen from my house.
Can you believe it? I believe it. They were stolen in a break-in, huh?
Right.
Did you have anything else missing from your home?
No, just those pictures.
Just those pictures, huh? Very interesting. All right, we got so many calls there. Let's see if we can get them in. Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim. You're next on the program.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yes.
It's fitting that you had the first call from Canada because Canada is our future. The Canadian fellow, he described everything very well, but he neglected to mention that they have a complete lockdown control on Canada. You can't discuss any topic that they don't want you to mention, because if you do, that Richard Warman and Bernie Farber will immediately bring charges against you, and you're going to end up with a $50,000 fine and probably 18 months in jail.
And just the other day in the Sunday newspapers across America, that planted story, this year they hope to enact a hate speech, hate crimes bill in the United States.
Modeled after Canada, of course.
Modeled after the Canadian model since 1970s, that's right.
And as far as you gentlemen's discussion of the military taking control, in the first place, the first thing they would have to do, they would have to arrest not only Bush and Cheney, but mm-hmm. they'd have to arrest the entire United States Congress, including Ted Credo and Ron Paul, everybody, because that's the only way it could happen. It would have to be all 535 of them in the mm-hmm. slammer and adjudicate whatever happens to them. You know, if you want to let Ted Credo and them go afterwards, that's fine. But they would have to do all of them.
I don't see any, really, to be honest with you. I mean, it may sound crazy and harsh, but that's how dire the situation is in America
absolutely.
Today.
That's the only way you could possibly resolve the situation, because you can't say, well, I'm only going to arrest Ted Kennedy and McCain or such and such. It has to be all, and then adjudicate it later.
I mean, let me ask you a question. John, you know, you can answer truthfully however you feel, but right now, if you had a son in the military or a daughter in the United States military, and you know the oath they've taken to defend America, and not only defend against any foreign enemy, but domestic enemies as well. And you know your president, your vice president, your Congress, your State Department, your Defense Department. You know that the heads of these are selling your country down the river. You're going over the falls in a little raft, and you know what's coming ahead of you. And if you don't do something, you're going to meet with total disaster. What do you think they should do? What in the world would you hope they would do?
Well, I'm hoping the same that they would do, the American people better do real quick, and that's stop playing inside the box, because if you do that...
You can't play by the rules, huh? I know what you mean. All right. Okay, Jim, if you want to hang on, you may, okay? We've got
okay.
a quick break, 1 minute.
Sure.
Hour number two. John, you can stay a little bit?
That's
it's up to you. All righty. We'll be right back. Sean McGauley may join us, too, we hope. But stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America only on RBN.
Can we talk?